Ever since that Halloween night, I have never been alone, not for one solitary minute. My eyes see the world differently than yours. At least I hope they do, for your sake. I've become a walking graveyard, a damn carnival barker for the dead. That's a little bit of the writing in It's Murphy's Law, which is the first graphic novel that my guest, award-winning artist-illustrator and chief creative officer of Los Angeles-based Carnival Comics, Rudy Vasquez, illustrated for the Funhouse of Horrors series. I'm impressed, Rudy. How did you get involved in this project?
I've been very fortunate in my life to have a few people that have pursued and campaigned for me, and to have people that are just of great upstanding character. And Jay Zanwild is one of those people. He stands behind his beliefs, and he saw my stuff, and he's really kind of put a lot of faith in me, to be honest. Whereas other people just hire people, and mm-hmm. if they don't get what they need or want, they move on, and it's just an employer relationship. But mm-hmm. with Jay Zanwild, he's very passionate and very streamlined as far as what he is pursuing. And he contacted me about 2005 mm-hmm. and asked me to do the book, and I was busy with another book. But, you know, he contacted me again when the time was fortuitous for both of us.
Nice. And so nice. Well, where does Jay Zanwild live?
He's from Los Angeles.
So he lives out on the coast.
He lives out okay. on the coast.
And now tell me about your art background. I mean, I went online and I mean, to me, comic books, you know, you go to the drugstore, wherever you buy your comic books. This right. is different. I'm so old now. I can't believe it. this is all online. This is all digital.
It is. It's a changing market. And, you know, even from drugstores to direct market, which happened about, you know, the 80s, where the comic book stores were able to open and sell yeah. exclusively comic books, whereas you used to have to go to the drugstore. Mm-hmm. The market was so huge. And now the medium is changing in that we're yes. offering. And you know what we love is the common denominator in all of this and throughout history is that we're still telling a story.
And the stories are more sophisticated than they seem, and they carry a message. Let me drop back to my question that I glossed over there. Tell me about your art background. Where did you learn?
Right. Well, I'm self-taught. You know, I did take a few courses in college and stuff, and I felt mm-hmm. like I was kind of just going over things that I had already gone through and learned through experience. That's pretty much it.
Are you from here originally?
I'm from El Paso.
Yes, okay. Ma'am. Your illustrations, I went online, and wow. I mean, it's stunning, the frames that you fill so spectacularly with your art. It's very, very impressive. Tell me about a snapshot of, for example, this Funhouse of Horrors. It's a series now. The first one you did not work on, but you worked on It's Murphy's Law, which was number two. It's a Madhouse Out There, number three. And now the fourth one is being released internationally.
The beauty of technology, Carnival of Horrors.
Carnival of Horrors. Okay, tell me the premise of this series.
Well, it centers around a young man who it goes actually through his lifetime mm-hmm. From the first issue, which was I didn't draw, but, you know, I was fortunate to be part of. Mm-hmm. And it goes through his lifetime of finding this book at this Funhouse of Horrors. Mm-hmm. And within it, it kind of, I guess it follows him. He becomes sort of like a conduit with the dead. And he's connected to it. So he chooses to investigate and to help those mm-hmm. that are kind of asking for that and give them peace in some way. And it's sort of, and he investigates it. And it goes through his lifetime as he gets older. And on the last issue, it kind of goes through, which I love because it's wrapped up. It seems like it's just a gratuitous horror story. And it kind of plays to that old EC Comics, you know, zombies or the undead.
Oh, it's wonderfully horrifying.
It is.
It's the illustration. I don't know how you sleep, but that's another issue. But
right. It is visually striking. But underlying all of that is that I love that it's got this, you know, his mother in the last issue goes and she tries to visit him. And he's locked up in his converted firehouse, which is a funeral home at one point. Uh-huh. And he doesn't answer the door. And she just wanted him to live that life, that normal life. But yeah. he's connected to all of this.
Yes.
And it wraps itself up in that last issue.
It's like he's taking on the burdens of the world in a way. I loved some of the quotes that are on the website regarding, it says, quote, "These guys at Carnival Comics know their stuff. The characters, scenery, and colors are so vividly drawn you can feel scared just looking at the pictures. Put your therapist on speed dial." I love that. But right. But what do you see as the message?
The message is that it's all about choice. Mm-hmm. Choice is, that's the gift that we've been given with whatever, I think, theology or belief that we have. We have the ability to choose our fate, mm-hmm. or our path. Okay. And with Jake Stone, he's chosen to take on that responsibility. But I think you'll find in the last issue, he realizes that he had a choice.
Yeah.
And he had a choice to be, you know, fill his life with love and his mother and all, have a normal life. But, you know, we choose our life.
And adventure got the better of him,
yeah,
it
I
seems.
Think so.
This series has seen tremendous success. You've apparently done well on Amazon.com. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to partner with large companies, and we're different in that. In other companies that are comic book companies, they tend to go with the flock, not in a bad way, but it's a niche market. It's mm-hmm. a very cult niche market. Mm-hmm. So there are distributors within that. But with us, we've gone through the digital route and trying to look to the future, and we partner with more mainstream companies like Nokia, which we were partnered with a few years ago mm-hmm. and had huge success. And now we're partnered with Amazon, who has done great, tremendous, just many promotions for us. The book was offered for free up until Halloween, mm-hmm. and that's just one of the promotions we've had with Amazon. But it is available on Amazon, as with most of our books, on Android platforms or any kind of smart device. If you just search Carnival Comics, it will come up.
Excellent. And you have repeatedly been number one in the world in the category of graphic novels at Amazon. So this is a big deal. My congratulations to you, my guest today. Award-winning artist, illustrator, and chief creative officer of Los Angeles-based Carnival Comics, Rudy Vasquez. And you can check out carnivalcomics.com for information, or go to Amazon.com or IndiePlanet.com to check out the latest release of Carnival of Horrors. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.